Probably.
He does have big balls. Well, they not probably not anymore since they already hang to the ground. I don't know how you get
any. I still have never seen them. And you keep telling me he's going
to
show me.
Yeah, well, that requires him to email them to us, and I'm afraid to open that email. So maybe I'll hit him up with your phone number. Can you text Adam?
Shit.
I don't think he texts people with green text, though.
With green text?
Yeah, because he has an iPhone. We have blue text. And anyone we message, it's green if it's not iPhone. And we don't like that.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I still have never seen them.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2616. The FO for Monday the 5th of February 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell y'all about the weekend, and we've got our first so-so questions. Big Fatty, who cares? I mean... Hello, Sixers. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're Sixers. You're Sixers today. Big Fatty, why are we Sixers? Because, y'all, this week, y'all, it's the only week of the year that you get not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but six episodes of the BFO. Big Fatty. That's enough to nauseate everybody. It's true. Because y'all, yesterday, Sunday, during halftime of the Superb Owl, or Big Fatty, I saw somebody called it the Super Bowl. Well, that's what Granny celebrates. Yes, Big Fatty, the Super Bowl. Y'all, during halftime of the Superb Owl or the Super Bowl, y'all, we announced the number one, number two, and number three fan of the BFO for 2018. Y'all, if you didn't hear it on Sunday, y'all go back over there and download it. I'm not going to tell you who it is on today's little show. No, Big Fatty, you do not want to ruin the surprise. It's true. Congratulations. To the number one, number two, and number three fans of the BFO, and may your year of horror be any of the poor things be memorable. Yes, be any kind of like an upset tummy. May it be memorable. We're filled with explosive diarrhea. Be any, that's vulgar. Gussie, y'all, last time I talked to you, yes, Big Fatty, yesterday. Oh, well, last time before that was Thursday evening. Y'all, on Friday, y'all, Larry Clark, you know, Larry Clark got a new car, new to him anyway. And y'all, when he went to get it, they had not done the detailed cleaning on it. So, he asked me to follow him to the Chevrolet dealership. Yes, Big Fatty, see the USA in your Chevrolet red.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet in the USA. America's the greatest land of all. On a highway or a road along a levee, performance is sweeter.
Nothing can beat her.
Life is completer in a Chevy. So make a date today to see the USA and see it in your Chevrolet.
And y'all, the oddest thing is that it's not a Chevrolet. It's a Toyota. It's one of those Toyota Priuses. Yes, Big Fatty, one of those Priuses. I think Big Ricky had one of those at one time. It's probably true. Y'all, had followed him over to the Chevrolet dealership. And y'all picked him up over there. And later in the afternoon, they called and said, hey, Dr. Bunsen Honeydew, I'd like to let you know that your Chevrolet Prius is ready.
And see it in your Chevrolet.
And y'all, since Larry Clyde didn't have a car, y'all, I took him to birthday lunch on a Friday. Y'all, we went to the Swiggin' Swan. And y'all, but one of my favorite meals that they have there is called the Burnt Ends. Betty, that sounds vulgar. No, it's delicious. It's the little end pieces of the brisket and the pork and all that get kind of burnt and crunchy and just lovely. And y'all, they've added it. It used to be that it was a special. And when they first opened, they had it all the time. And then they never had it. And, y'all, they put it on the menu now. I guess they got enough people bitching. Big Fatty, you being one of them. Y'all, and it was delicious. But, y'all, they had a vegetable of the day. And, y'all, it was smoked Brussels sprouts with pork belly. And, y'all, they were so good, but Big Fatty, you tooted all afternoon and night. It's true, y'all. It was it was a definite toot fest. But y'all came home from the coal mine, and y'all did a nipple walk around Fat Acres. Y'all, it was just nice to get out. And y'all, it was nice and warm outside, and it was nice to get out and get a little nipple size. And y'all, then I just had a quiet evening here at the villa. I don't really remember what I did. No, Big Fatty, nobody, you never remember shit. And y'all, then on Saturday, got up. Y'all, I invited a few of my horror friends over for a superb owl a little get-together on Sunday. And y'all cleaned up the villa here, did a little dusting, and made sure the bathroom was nice. Yes, Big Fatty, got to make sure it's nice and clean so Granny can come in and blow it out. It's true. And y'all, then what else did I do? Oh, I went for another nipple walk. It was a little cooler. The wind had picked up, and y'all, then on Sunday, y'all, it was raining cats and dogs. Big Fatty, I didn't see the kids. That's just a term. Oh, okay. We had made plans. You know, for right day was Granny's celebration of exiting the birth canal, and y'all, I'm sorry to say that Granny did see his shadow on Friday, so it's 6 more weeks of a poop. We were going to a dinner for his celebration of exiting the birth canal. It was Granny and me and Durwood and Big Dick and his friend John. We'll call him John. Why, Big Fatty, that's his name. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, we went to a place called Hank's Seafood, and because Granny was wanting some oysters. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, they're an aphrodisiac. So he got him some oysters and clams and French fried potatoes and a solid. And y'all, Big Fatty had a solid and what did I get? Oh, fried scrimps. Y'all, they were delicious. And it came with fried mashed potatoes. Y'all, it was like a potato cake from the Arby's. And y'all, it was just delicious. Y'all, then, of course, the only time we could get a reservation was 5:45 p.m. in the evening. Big Fatty, that's kind of late for Granny to be eating. He was able to hold on. And y'all, so we were done by 6:30, 6:45, and y'all, so we went to the Dudley Do-Rights about 7 o'clock, and had a few cocktails there. Y'all, the bartender that was working, y'all hadn't seen him in a long time, because, you know, we were going to the connections, and y'all, Big Fatty walked in, and he says, Tangeray and tonic with two limes, right? And I went, holy smokes, how do you remember this? But, y'all, it was just lovely, which I have to say, y'all, I got an e-letter. I got an e-letter from Phoenix Dave down there in the Red Stick, he says, he was asking me how to listen to the Superb Owl little show, and I told him, and he says, here's to a wonderful 11th year of the BFO. Now it's time to start planning for the GFO. That's called Giant Fatty Online. It should be your next little show. Have a vodka. You've earned it, Beef Fatty. And y'all, I wrote him back and I said, vodka? How Vera dare you that you not know I drink the Tangeray and tonic with two limes. Y'all, I think he's gotten me confused with the old gal. You know, she just puts a nipple on a bottle of Grey Goose and she goes at it. But anyway, so we had a couple, y'all, we were all home by, I think, 9:30, something like that. Big Fatty, late night. So y'all, then Sunday, y'all got up and I've been, preparing, for the, horror friends, to come over. They're going to come over between 5:30 and 6. Y'all, like, told my mother the Hatterina that, I'd have to be calling her early, y'all, I haven't done that yet. Oh, but y'all, I forgot that on Saturday, I went out to the Villa Mailbox. Make a wish, wish it a dream, wish it a heart, send your wish mail come true. Yeah, that's it. And y'all, there was not one, but two, I say, two cads in the Villa Mailbox. Y'all, the first is a guy out there in the Denver. Y'all, it's his criminal card that was returned to me. And it says, return to sender, no such number, unable to forward. You need to let me know what your address is. Evidently, I copied it down wrong or something. But y'all, the second card, it is from the San Jose, California, eh? Y'all, I believe it is from Christina and Bob Hill out there. And y'all, we're just going to look over here. And y'all, it says Special Postal Delivery Service. And it says, we've moved. Stay in touch. And y'all, it gives their address. Big Freddy, you're not going to read that on the air. Oh, yeah, I am not indeed. And y'all, it's just a little. And that Christina, that is just as cute as it can be. Congratulations. Congratulations on your new abode, Big Fatty. Do they have a new commode? Also, they probably do have a new commode in their new abode, Big Fatty. But Christina and Bob, thank you so much for that. And yo, that pretty much was the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's February So-So Question Month. It's February So-So Question Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with a So-So question for that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall's contest in February. Because we're tired of the good questions, and we're ready for the mediocre ones. It's February So-So Question Month. Come on, do something. Get off your ass.
Oh, Big Fatty! Y'all, that, of course, is Digger. Big Fatty, it sounded like he's a little congested. Well, you know, it Granny did see his shadow, so there's 6 more months of winter. Not months, 6 more... 6 more... Perfect, Granny. 6 more weeks of winter. And Digger, thank you so much for that totally original, never used before bumper for So-So Question Month, y'all, and So-So Question Month is sponsored indeed by Kathy Marshall and that Peter G. And y'all, there is a prize. There is a prize. There'll be a random drawing, drawing at the end of the month of everyone who sends in a so-so question. And, y'all, the prize, from what I understand, is totally unimpressive and something that none of you would really like to have, but it's a prize nonetheless. And, y'all, I probably won't even mention it again because we really don't care about that. But anyway, y'all are our first so-so question. Y'all came in, from Jay and Ron, you know, the Haunt Cub and Haunt Daddy, last week in a voice letter. So y'all, let's go back and listen to that and get that so-so question. Yes, Big Freddy.
We know that we're just about to switch over to the Ask a Mediocre Question Month. So maybe we'll be your first. I don't know.
Oh, we can't be his first, buddy. That was years and years and years ago.
So true. Here is a mediocre question for you. Toilet paper, over or under? Thank you for calling.
Love you, Big Fatty.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is the Haunt Daddy and the Haunt Cub. And first of all, guys, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voices, and you are indeed the first so-so question. I think you called it mediocre, but you know, it's so unimportant, kind of like your question, that it doesn't really matter, but it is indefinitely a so-so question, and your question over or under, and Big Fatty, doesn't it depend on the point spread? I don't think this is a sports ball reference. I think this is means, does it come off the roll over or under? And, this is a question that has ended many marriages in divorce. And, this is why Big Fatty is not attached. Big Fatty, you're coming to pieces. That's why you're not attached. But there's only one answer. The answer is over. You don't have the toilet paper go underneath. That's just vulgar. So yes, it's definitely over. And anyone that says otherwise is it's not worth the time of day to even have a conversation with them. It's just, you know, there are many things in the world that are much more important than this. This is why this is a so-so question. And thank you so much for filling my start of the 11th year. Y'all, can you believe it? 11 years we started on Sunday. And this is quite a perfect way to start off year number 11 with just absolutely question for so-so question month. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, I hope you have a lovely Monday. Y'all, I'll just go ahead and tell you right now, the Big Brother is on three nights this week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Y'all, they're already in the house. So, y'all, it should be a shit Sammy. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, the Olympics starts on Friday as well. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Stinky Orangutans, and Adam, I know that you have an affection for Big Fatty's balls, don't you?
I still have never seen them.
Oh, when you can come to Pride 48, you can see and taste. Big
Fatty. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.